Tough tune called The Field from Mason Jennings' brand new CD entitled Blood of Man. Mason, welcome to Eugene.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Quite a anti-war statement there.
Oh, something like that.
Track. Yeah. So did that that tune come to you from something personal? I mean, you have friends that are on the other side of the world?
Yeah, I think, I mean, probably at this point, all of us know somebody, a friend of a friend or somebody yeah. that's over there, or have been over there and talked to a lot of soldiers after shows. Just inspired by just trying to make sense out of the whole war, you know, making sense out of it.
No making sense, is there? When it's all over, it feels like almost like a generational thing, too, because I can remember... You know, in the mid early 1970s, probably before your time, but same questions were happening.
Yeah, know? It's interesting. It just keeps circling around, right. And you're just left with feelings. And so that song, you know, trying to make sense out of the feelings, I guess.
All right, Mason Jennings is in town to play at the McDonald Theater tonight. The music starts about 8 o'clock. And Mason, first of all, welcome to Eugene. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I love it here. It's one of my favorite places. It's so beautiful.
All right. You're touring behind the record now.
Yep.
How long you been out on the road?
Well, the record just came out last week, so
right,
it's just
I know that.
Yeah, we started the tour the day the record came out, so we're only about a week and a half in, and we're gonna be out until about Thanksgiving. So I'm real excited. You know, it's fun to have a new batch of songs and a new band behind me, and it's a fun tour.
Yeah. You're headed up to up north
yep.
from here, and then back down south along the Oregon coast
yep.
and through California again, huh?
Yeah, we're going all the way up to Vancouver, and then we're going to come back and finish this leg of the tour in San Francisco for two nights down there.
Yeah, do songs change shape for you as you go along a tour and perform them night after night?
Yeah, they do. It's funny. I was just talking about that with my friends in my band, where we, you know, sometimes we'll play a song for a year or something like that, and it'll just totally take a different shape, and then we'll actually hear the recording of the song and then be like, "Whoa, that's like what happened?" You know, it just keeps changing. You know, like takes a life of its own, and every small change you make just turns into another small change, and before you know it, you got like a whole different beast on your hands.
Yeah, yeah. Are you ever tempted to re-record tunes?
Yeah, a
because
lot.
Of that.
Yeah, and yeah. I keep having this interest. I kind of want to do someday what Picasso did, where he takes somebody else's art and kind of reinvents it and makes
yeah.
like 30 variations off of one piece of art. And I thought, well, I haven't heard of that done in music yet. So I'm thinking I keep toying on the idea of maybe taking some of my old songs and making 10 songs off of them or something. You know?
Yeah. All right. I was cruising around your website, and the last thing on your bio page says, "Music saved my life, and I'm so grateful."
Yeah.
What did you mean by that? I mean, I think I know, but personally, what does that mean for you?
Well, I don't know. I think, you know, for me, I've searched a lot of places for some kind of, you know, help in times of need, and the thing that I always come back to are songs, you know, mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, I'm not sure why exactly it's such a place of solace. But then I think the older I get, the more I feel like when you can feel like somebody's felt the same feelings you're feeling, or if somebody can convey to you that they've been had an experience that you can relate to, that sense of like really relating to somebody on a primal level, like a real you know, central level, that's the biggest kind of healing there is, you know. So
yeah.
when I was going through rough times, and rather than people, you know, presenting me with different paths of religion or different paths of different ways where they had the answer for me, when I listened to Johnny Cash or, you know, Neil Young, and I could just tell, just hear it, you know, you can just hear it immediately when they would be honest. And I mean, it's even more than honesty, when they would just be relating the feelings, you know, and it was like, it would resonate with me. And I just felt like, you know, sometimes I ask myself, like, how am I still alive? And when I look back, I go, well, every time a song came on and you have that little glimpse of, you know, you're relating to another human being, that allows me to get up in the morning. And it's, you know, you put on the music instead of doing something more damaging to yourself. And, you know, it's just definitely a lifeline.
All right. You brought your guitar with you, so maybe a tune would be in order now, and tell us what you're going to do and where the song came from.
Sure. This is a song called Lonely Road. It's I'm not sure exactly where it came from. It's definitely probably the most upbeat or it's the spot with the most light in it on the record. It's a pretty dark record, but it's on the new record, Blood of Man. It's called Lonely Road. Lonely road, you gotta walk it just a little bit farther. Heaven knows it can't get any harder than it is today. Lonely road, there's light ahead, but is it getting farther? Heaven knows it can't get any darker than it is today. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely road. Kitchen and a brand new feeling. Nothing's moving but my heart is reeling since you went away. Lonely road, gotta walk it till I start forgiving. Find another way to go on living without you today. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely road. Gotta walk it till the thought astounds you, and you look and find that all around you people walk with you. Lonely road, gotta walk it till we won't forget it, that the point is never where we're headed, it's what we're going through. Who do you miss in times like this? When your thoughts are filled with sadness and regrets, to who do you pray when you've lost your way and you've such a heavy load? Let me walk with you upon this lonely
road. Tune. Thanks for that bit of light.
Thank you.
That was fun. That was cool. You on your new record, you plugged it in. You've been known primarily before this as an acoustic, more of an acoustic centered artist, at least to the wider audiences.
Yeah.
So what got you there?
Well, it was kind of funny. Like I have two little boys at home, and we were putting Christmas ornaments on the Christmas tree. And my wife had this electric guitar ornament, and she was pulling it out. And my one son, who's six, says, "What's that?" And I said, "That's an electric guitar." He goes, "An electrican guitar?" And I was like, "No way!" You know. I said, hold on, you know. I went down in the basement, and I looked through our stuff, and my wife had an electric guitar down there, and I came back up, plugged it in, and played My Generation by The Who. And my son climbed me. He, like, ran up my back and got up my shoulders and was, like, hugging my face and going, like, yeah!
Like that energy a little bit. Huh?
Yeah, it's like point taken. Yeah. It's on, you know.
But you're no stranger to an electric guitar.
No. Yeah. I grew up playing it. But, you know, for me, it was I fell in love with songs, too. You know, I grew up learning a lot of heavy metal guitar, you know. And then I couldn't figure out how to put the two together. And also, you know, trying to stay sane and try to stay in my life where I can actually live and not go that route of darkness. You know, I was like, I need to take my time with this because electric guitar has got a whole thing to it where it's you're like, stuff comes up. You're working with a lot of energy in your hands right there. And that's not necessarily, people might think it's funny to call it not a safe thing, but it can be a dangerous thing. You make sure your head's in the right spot when you're playing it.
Also, do you tend to lose the song form then a little bit? If you're so worried about all that power that's involved.
You worry about the song form, and you also, it's just tempting to just focus on it all the time, and then pretty much you're not worried about the words or the emotion. It's hard to make sure that both, you know, the power comes through and the heart, you know. Heart can go away so easily in songs. You have to make sure that's there first. So
yeah.
If you can get them both together, that's where the power lies, you know.
All right. Now, you grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for the most part, right?
Yep.
It seemed kind of funny. I was noticing on the news today that the world leaders are gathering in Pittsburgh. For the G20 summit, you know.
Sweet.
So it's going to be all that stuff. And it's a celebration of Pittsburgh making a comeback in a lot of ways, I think, in our country.
Cool.
But when you were growing up, it was kind of going the other way, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's a rough spot. That's funny to hear that. I live in Minnesota now, so it's just funny to hear that they would, you know, the positive stuff's coming back. It's a beautiful place, you know, but I just didn't have the most fun experiences there.
Yeah. So Minneapolis is a good spot for you, though, huh?
Yeah, it's peaceful, and it's extreme with the weather, which I like a combination of, like, weather that can kill you, and at the same time, nobody's around to watch. You know, like, it's not, like, crowded, so it's like you get to deal with it on your own.
Mason, what makes a good song? I mean, I know that's a big question, but in general, in your estimation, when you've written a song and you play it back, you go, okay, that's either happening or not.
Yeah.
When it's happening, what's going on?
Well, there's a couple of different kinds. One is that you want to, for me, one thing that happens is you want to hear it right immediately when it's done. You want to hear it again.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the same with literature, like the Cormac McCarthy book, The Road. I mean, I read it back to back. Like, those are my favorite songs, or ones where you're like, you get obsessed and you want to hear it a few times, and that's rare for me, you know, with songs. And another is you want to turn it up, you know, like even if it's a something really, you know, gentle thing, you want to turn it louder. And then, you know, what it maybe is that it's when you hear it, like you hear it once and you go, wow, I'm like in a different world than I was before I heard it. You know, it has the power to completely change the world you live in.
You know, and it's funny you should say that because I think that's the commonality. I've talked to a lot of players over the years, and one of the things they say is that, you know, music should change you.
Wow. Yeah, you know? I think that's it.
Just a little bit. It doesn't have to be a bunch. You don't have to be turning around going the other way or anything, but just a little bit.
And once again, you have to be careful with it. You know, if things are going good, you don't want to be listening to too much stuff. You're like, no, I like how it is right now. You know, it's a dangerous thing.
Okay, let's do another tune, if you please, sir.
Sure. This is, since we were just talking about Pittsburgh, I'll play a song off the new record called Pittsburgh. So. Mom would give me 20 and say stay out till dawn when her boyfriend was over and they wanted me gone. I would walk through the woods to the old graveyard and roll my own tops and think two kind of thoughts. Are we high enough to clear these trees? I don't know. That was the summer Dave's girlfriend OD, she died in the bathroom at a party down the street. I went to see him the next night, he had a new tattoo, he was watching home movies of her His face was wet, he looked so confused. They had a funeral for her. The preacher said she was with the Lord. There were lots of pictures of her taped to a poster board. Are we high enough to clear these trees? I don't know. Are we high enough to clear this place? I don't know. Grocery stores in the middle of the night shine their own kind of light. High school halls and shopping malls never fit me right. But my heart would swing free like a lasso from my hand when I'd hear that sound and put the pedal down. I wound up that fall in a hospital on the suicide wing with a lot of people thinking one thing. They had a sign on the wall. It said, no touching at all. There were screams in the dark, nurses running down the hall. On the night that I got there, they showered me and searched me hard. Then they took me to my little room, overlooking a graveyard. When I opened my eyes, I was strapped to the bed. There was a needle in my arm. Part of me was gone. Then they took us outside in our slippers and gowns to play basketball on the blacktop. The ball just bounced till it stopped. Are we high enough to clear these trees? I don't know. Are we high enough to clear this place? I don't know. Grocery stores in the middle of the night shine their own kind of light. High school halls and shopping malls never did me right. But my heart would swing free like a lasso from my hand when I'd hear that sound and put the pedal down. When the leaves were wet behind the old duplex, we used to run at night, naked through the trees. And you would lean back against me, and I would try to stay soft. We'd listen to the engines as the planes took off.
Man, some interesting images there, Madison.
That's Pittsburgh, I know.
Yeah, okay.
I like the G20 idea, G Summit. That's good, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a song there somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Keep moving on, you know.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Mason Jennings, who's in town to play tonight at the McDonald Theater. Music starts at 8 o'clock. Mason, I want to wrap this up, but I want to ask you about your band, too.
Yeah.
Who's playing with you, and how long you guys been together, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's our first it's our first time all together. It's Chris Morrissey on bass, Brian McLeod on drums, and Jacob Hansen on guitar, and it's just I'm just so excited about them. You know, I play all the instruments on my record myself, yeah. And it's just such a fun thing to get with some old, they're old friends of mine too, so it's this neat thing where we all get together and just to see it come to life and to finally hear it on stage, you know, because I never get to hear it played all at the same time, you know, it's all in my head, so it's like, wow, cool, this is really fun. So,
yeah. Well, have a good time when you're in Eugene, would you, Mason?
Thank you, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and thanks very much for dropping by, I appreciate you taking the time and getting up early today and driving all the way up here.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's my pleasure.
All right, take care. Mason Jennings, tonight at 8 o'clock at the McDonald Theater in downtown Eugene.